I want to bring the boys and girls up to the front now at this time, and we're going to continue looking at the life of Hudson Taylor. So if the boys and girls that are in the meeting want to come up to the front two or three rows, we'll ask you please to do that just now. Okay, it's good to have you, young folk, up at the front, and we welcome you this morning. We trust that God will richly bless you. Now, I've got £3 coins with me this morning, and I'm going to ask three questions from the life of Hudson Taylor. One or two of them are relatively easy, and one might be slightly more difficult. So if you can answer a question first hand up, you'll get £1. Now, can somebody tell me some of the things that Hudson Taylor used his house for? Yeah, Jordan, first hand I seen. That's right. Well done, Jordan. I'll keep £1 in my pocket for you. Dropped it. Okay. My dad used to say when we're eating our lunch, if you spill something down your front, he says you're never sure of the bite till it's in your mouth. So never sure of the pound until it's in your pocket. Well done, Jordan. He used his house as a hospital, as a school, as a chapel, and also as a place to feed the poor. And then, of course, he slept upstairs. Slightly harder one, maybe. Can somebody tell me the name of Hudson Taylor's new wife? Yeah? Good boy. Well done. Excellent. And one last question. Last Sunday, or the Sunday before, we learned about a man who stood up in the meeting as Hudson Taylor was preaching, and he wanted to get converted right during the meeting, and then later on he asked Hudson Taylor a question. Can anybody tell me this man's name? It's a very short name. Yeah? Mr. Yeah, good man, Mr. Nee, yeah, good boy. That's good, didn't expect anybody to get that one, but that's really good. Very impressed that you've been listening so well. So Mr. Nee became a Christian that day. He gave his heart and life to Jesus Christ right in the meeting. And anybody that hears the call of God can do the same. Right where you are in a meeting, you can give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. But a little bit later, as he was attending some of the Bible studies that Hudson Taylor was having, he asked Mr. Taylor a question, and we learned about that question. It was quite simply this: Mr. Taylor, how long have the people in your country, the people in England, how long have they had the truth of God's word, and how long have they known about this Saviour? And Hudson Taylor said, well, for hundreds of years, people have known in our country the truth of the gospel. And Mr. Nee was really just couldn't understand this, because he said, my father for 20 years searched our country for the truth and he never found it. How come nobody ever came from England sooner to China to tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ? And that really troubled Hudson Taylor. And from that day forward, he began to wonder, what else could I do to spread the gospel so that as many of these people in China hear about the Lord Jesus Christ? He was doing a lot already, but he wanted to do even more for his Savior. And what a challenge that is, that regardless of how much we are doing, we always need to be asking God, Lord, what else can I do to serve you? And how can I be a better Christian and a better servant of the Lord? Now, there was another Christian doctor. His name was Dr. Parker, and he was from Scotland. And he came to Hudson Taylor one day and said, Hudson, I have to go back to Scotland soon, and I've got a little hospital here, and I need somebody to look after it. Can you look after this hospital? I'm just not sure how long I'll be away for, but I need you to look after this hospital for me whenever I go back to Scotland. And Hudson Taylor, as he so often did, said, well, I'll pray about it, and if God leads me and God guides me, I'll come back with an answer. So he went away and he prayed and he asked God to lead him and guide him, and he felt it would be God's will for him to look after this hospital. But whenever Dr. Parker left, he said, now Hudson, I have to be honest with you. I have only got enough money to pay the helpers in the hospital wages for 1 month. And so Hudson Taylor says, well, that's okay. I trust God for everything anyway. And there's about 60 patients in the hospital. They're going to need food and shelter and medicine. 15 workers that are going to need paid their wages and different expenses as well. And I'm just going to trust God to provide and to meet the need. But he had to be honest with some of the helpers. And towards the end of that first month, he went to the workers in the hospital and he said, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm able to pay you for this month, but I don't have enough money at present in my pocket to pay you for next month. He says, if you're willing to trust God as I'm trusting him, stay working in the hospital. But if you feel that you can't do that, you can go and get a job somewhere else. And about half of the other doctors and helpers and nurses in the hospital, they just didn't really believe that God could meet them at the point of need. And so they left and they went away, and Hudson was left with just half the workers. But some other people heard about it and they came, and God put it upon their hearts to help Hudson Taylor. And so he's just continuing to trust in the Lord. And then one day, one of the cooks came who worked in the hospital and said, Mr. Taylor, I just want to let you know that today I have opened my last container of rice, and it'll just last for a few days, and then I don't know where we're going to get more rice because I've run out and I don't have any money to buy more. And Hudson Taylor says, well, I don't have any money to buy more rice either. But we can trust God and we can pray about it. And you know something? They ate that rice morning, afternoon, and evening. And the rice supply got smaller and smaller and smaller. And they didn't have any more rice. And they didn't have any more money. And the money had all gone. And then at last the day came whenever the rice was gone. But Hudson Taylor was praying that day. And that same day, a little envelope arrived from the postman. Hudson Taylor opened the envelope, and inside the envelope was a check that a man had sent from England for £50. Okay? Now, £50 is still quite a lot today, but way back whenever Hudson Taylor was serving God in China, it was worth more than it is today. And it was about $250 worth. And the average wage for a person in China was about 50 cents a day. So they had plenty of money. He went that day, got the check cashed, bought plenty of rice, and was able to meet the needs of the staff. Isn't that wonderful? How God always provides for those who trust in him. And so Hudson Taylor came in with the money, showed it to the staff, showed it to the workers, the people that were working in the hospital, and they were so excited about it that they went around, and as they were working with the sick people in the hospital, they began to tell the sick people how God had answered prayer and the God of heaven had provided more food for them and had provided this money, and they didn't have to go out asking for it or begging in the streets. God had provided it. And you know something? A lot of the patients in the hospital began to talk about this God whenever Hudson Taylor's away. And they began to say, you know, the idols that we serve couldn't do that. And they began to talk about God. And in the hospital, the Spirit of God began to work. And 16 of the patients in the hospital trusted Jesus Christ and were baptized. And then another 30 later on trusted the Lord as well. But Hudson Taylor was still concerned. He says, well, it's lovely to see the Lord working and saving some of the patients, but he said there are still millions of people in China who don't have the Bible, who have never heard of Jesus Christ, who haven't even heard the Ten Commandments. There are still millions who are untold. What can I do to reach them? And he began to pray about this. And as he was working so hard, he began to try to do with less sleep, and get up early and stay up late at nights, and he began to get weak physically, and he began to get sick, and he began to realize, unless I get rest, I'm probably going to die. And he was really troubled about this because he wanted to serve God, but there were so few others that were serving God in China. And he says, if I go away and rest, who's going to continue the work? Who's going to carry on telling the Chinese people about the Lord Jesus? And you know what he actually said? He said, if I had 1,000 lives to live, he said, China would have every one of them. Then he thought, well, no, that's not right. If I had 1,000 lives to live, Christ should have every one of them. Because he's such a wonderful, wonderful Savior. But his health didn't improve. And he began to realize, I'm going to have to go back to England and get some rest. And so it was a very sad day whenever Hudson Taylor and his wife and their little baby girl, along with one Chinese helper, had to get onto a big boat and travel across a few weeks to get back to England. And Hudson Taylor just couldn't understand how God had allowed him to get sick and allowed his health to fail, and he had to go back to England. But again, God had a wonderful plan in it all, and we'll find out next Sunday what God had for Hudson Taylor in England. But don't forget that you can trust God for all of your needs, and you can trust God to use your life for his glory. Now, don't forget those who answered the questions to ask me for the pound after, and you can go back now to your parents and sit with them. But thank you so much, boys and girls, for listening, and we'll have the announcements at this particular time.